A decade of diversity. Hi, this is Charles Clemens with the Lonely Heartstring Band wishing WEXT a happy 10th birthday.
We're here live at EXT with the guys from the Lonely Heartstring Band. I can't believe this. I was looking at this. You guys put the album out a year ago, Deep Waters, a year ago, huh? Mm-hmm.
Has it really been that long?
It's been pretty whirlwind for you guys?
For sure.
Yeah, this has been a really busy summer for us. Started in Scotland in April, and then we just kind of going all over the place.
Playing lots of cool festivals and really great spaces.
Yeah. We're out in Colorado at the great festival called Rocky Grass.
Still recovering from that one.
Yeah, we're still recovering.
And what else do you have coming up in the not-too-distant future?
We are playing the Pemmy Valley Bluegrass Festival on Saturday.
That's in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. We're playing the Thomas Point Beach Bluegrass Festival on Labor Day weekend.
That's up in Maine.
Up in Brunswick, Maine. And we're traveling down to Raleigh for IBMA in the end of September and kind of touring down there and back up and going to Germany in the later part of the fall. So we're going all over.
Club Passim this Monday.
Yeah, Club Passim on Monday night.
Cool.
Our hometown Cambridge.
During this past year, what would you guys sort of find as sort of some of the best moments? What were the spaces where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, pinch me, we're doing this?
For me, I think it would be Shetland, going to the Shetland Folk Fest in Shetland and way up northern Scotland. You take a 13-hour ferry ride from Aberdeen in northern Scotland up to a small series of islands called the Shetland Islands. And we played the folk festival up there in the end of April. And it was totally magical and just kind of night and day blurred together. And it was just a big party and amazing music.
They had some great sheep up there.
As we said, we just played Rocky Grass, and that festival is just such an amazing festival. And this is Matt, the mandolin player. For me, I grew up going to that festival. I'm from Los Angeles, and we'd drive out there. So I probably went 6 or 7 years in a row and did the academy and all that. So to get to go back there as an artist and play the festival was really amazing. And they just run such an amazing event out there. So it was great to be a part of that.
Cool. And Matt, tell me your shirt. I love the shirt.
Oh, yeah. A Pray Home Companion with Chris Thiele. A fine show. I listen every week.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Anybody else want to add to moments of the past year?
I don't do favorites. No, I agree with the aforementioned festivals, Shetland and Rocky Grass. We're headed out to Washington, which should be fun. We're going out to Spokane.
And Montana.
And Montana. And I've never been to either of those states kind of statewide. I've been to the coast of Washington, but never really explored the innards.
The Red Wing Roots Festival down in Virginia had some pretty cool rock formations.
So what's next? It's been a year since you put out the album. Are you guys closing in on the potential for another album?
Definitely.
We are.
Definitely.
We're working up new material, and we're looking at dates for hopefully sometimes early January. For recording.
Is that when the festival season slows down finally for you?
Yeah.
we're pretty busy until then, so we're thinking that's the time we can fit a good chunk in for recording. And then we're headed to New Zealand at the end of January, so.
Hey, what would you guys like to start off playing for us here this afternoon?
We're going to play you an Eddie Arnold song called Couldn't Believe It Was True, and we actually learned it from Willie Nelson on his great record, Redheaded Stranger, and it's the second or third track on that record. Couldn't Believe It Was True.
Last night I came home and I knocked on my door. I called to my love as I often had before. I knocked and I knocked, no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name. Tears. I must have aged 10 years. I couldn't believe it was true. Well, I let myself in and I walked to my bed. I found there a note and the message it read. Well, the truth like a bolt from the blue in the dawn. Sweetheart had left me, my darling had gone. And I couldn't believe it was true. I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged 10 years. I couldn't believe it was true. Well, the The shock was so great, I'm quivering yet. I'll try to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain. Her happiness always, I hope, will remain. And I couldn't believe it was true. I couldn't believe it was true. My eyes filled with tears, I must have aged 10 years. I couldn't believe it was true.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're live at EXT right now with the Lonely Heartstring Band. Thanks, guys, for playing that.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing a lot of the festivals that we talked about. You guys are seem to have a special place in your heart for Galway, New York. You guys have been up there at the Cock and Bull a few times now.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, maybe our 10th or 12th time playing the Cock and Bull, something close to it.
I've lost count
yeah. as well. We met Rick, who runs and owns the Cock and Bull, through a guitar luthier, Steve Kovacic, who George bought a guitar from at Joval Bluegrass Festival maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and we made the connection through Steve Kovacic to Rick, and we were one of the first bands to play at the Cock and Bull, and Rick just made us feel totally at home, and we decided to embrace that and make it like a home. And every time we walk in the door, Rick always says welcome home, and it really feels like that to us. It's, I think, collectively our favorite venue anywhere.
And you guys were on a float in the Memorial Day parade?
Oh, yeah.
We sure were.
How many floats have you been on in parades now?
That's the only one. I think that's one and only.
Yeah?
We were playing right behind a large generator. It was an event to be remembered.
Awesome times, right?
We threw candy at the people. It was wonderful.
Threw candy at children.
That's all right. We're live at EXT with the Lonely Heartstring Band. You guys about ready?
Yep.
We're ready.
All right, fire away.
Here's a song called End Time.
Time.
but I'll see.
Absolutely stunning. Beautiful song, guys. Wonderful singing.
Thank you.
So we're here live at EXT, Lonely Heartstring Band playing for us. Their album is called Deep Waters. The other thing I would suggest is get ready for a new one. Hopefully they'll be coming out with one maybe in next year.
Next year.
Yeah. Hopefully. At least recording it next year.
Hopefully in the earlier part of next year, next spring.
In principle, at least.
So I have a question. You guys, you know, when you're at festivals, there's other people playing, right? What is the artist that's walked up to you and said, I'm now a fan, that made you go, really? How cool is that?
We've gotten some nice comments from various people. Tim O'Brien, recently we played a bunch of festivals with Tim O'Brien, Red Wing Roots and Rocky Grass, two of the festivals we mentioned, and he was at both of those, and he had some kind words, and I think in the band we're all huge fans of Tim O'Brien. So that was really cool. Really, every compliment we get really means a lot to us, so it's cool to play around some of our heroes and have them watch and
dig it.
Be into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Has there been somebody that you're like, wow, we're getting to share the same stage, and you're standing there about 10 feet away from somebody, and you're like, you're about to fall over because you can't breathe?
I think that happened to Gabe, actually.
Yeah. I was on stage with the Eagles once.
Really?
Yeah, but we weren't playing. They were just on stage. It's pretty great.
That's true.
I don't remember that one at all.
Gabe, didn't you have a solo session at Grey Fox with Bela Fleck? Wasn't that a...
No, that was with the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
That was the Eagles.
Yeah. Whoops.
It's the Lonely Heartstring Band, and I'm not sure they're telling me the truth at this point.
Well, last year, the closing set at Grey Fox was cool. There was a bunch of bands on stage. Chris Thiele was on stage, and Sarah Watkins, and a bunch of really cool... amazing players.
We also got to sing the Old Home Place with the Milk Carton Kids. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Milk Carton Kids and Sarah Watkins.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time. I know it's
sure.
Tough when you're out traveling, and you guys are probably still thinking you're on Colorado time at this point, right? All right, what do you guys got for us for your last song?
This is a new song called The Other Side.
Colorado time.
That's some sort of time right there.
Two, three.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Live at EXT with the Lonely Heartstring Band.
I'm George Clemens from the Lonely Heartstring Band. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.